Hello, today the Church celebrates the Feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and our Gospel passage today comes to us from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 23. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we join people in the church around the globe in celebrating the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's believed that the celebration of her birth began at some point in the 6th century and maybe even a little bit earlier than that. Scripture doesn't tell us anything about Mary's birth, but the somewhat fictional Proto-Evangelium of James, while being rather debatable, could possibly fill in this gap. While it has no real historical value, it does show us some of the early development of Christian piety. According to the writing, Mary's parents, Anna and Joachim, prayed for a child and received the promise of a child who would be an active participant in God's plan of salvation. Much like many biblical stories, this one stresses God's remarkable presence in Mary's life right from the moment of her conception. St. Augustine connected Mary's birth with the mission of salvation of Jesus. He said, quote, "She is the flower of the field from whom bloomed the precious lily of the valley. Through her birth, the nature inherited from our first parents is changed," end quote. Indeed, Mary's life and her cooperation with the plan of God opened the way for the one who would change our sinful nature forever, in this life and in the next.